Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Between the ahadith of the adhkar and the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one thing we learn from these ahadith is how much tawajjuh, how much of attention, how much of focus and devotion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and what level of ta'alluq he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that continuously he was talking, continuously he was engaging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to do, especially in today's time, when there's so much of side distractions and there's so much of side things that are happening. We should see that, are we really engaging and talking to not the asbab, but the musabbibul asbab. Asbab means the apparent causes around us, and musabbibul asbab means the real cause being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we more focused on the apparent cause, or are we focusing on the real cause? From here we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously engaged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as though his night passed, and the night passed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was continuously talking and engaging himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, iftaqadtu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhaata laylatin. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I could not find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night. It was dark in the room, it was dark. She didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam next to her. So what she did, فَتَحَسَّسْتُ فَإِذَا هُوَ رَاكِعٌ وَسَاجِدُونَ. So she stretched her hand out to feel, now where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And she stretched her hand out to feel, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She found that either he was in ruku or he was in sajda. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't in the bed, he was in either in ruku or in sajda. يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَكَ وَبِحَمْدِكَ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, glory be to you and praise be to you. There is none worthy of worship besides you. La ilaha illa ant. There is none worthy of worship besides you. Wa fi riwayatin fa waqa'at yadi ala batni qadamayhi wa huwa fil masjidi wa huma mansubatan. In one narration it is said that my hand touched the inside part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet whilst he was in sajda. They were upright and he was saying, oh Allah. So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda. How our feet is normally upright in sajda. She touched the inner part of his feet. This is where, when she stretched her hand out, she touched his inner part of his feet. And now she was describing what words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. Ulama explained that most likely this incident occurred on the 15th night of Shaban, what we normally refer to as Shab-e Barat. So this is the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making. Despite him being pure, despite him being free from any type of guna, Allah Pak had made him ma'asum. But look at the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making on this occasion. So she explains, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ. Oh Allah, I'm asking you protection in your happiness from your displeasure. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection in your happiness from your displeasure. وَبِمُعَافَتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection in your forgiveness, in your pardon from your punishment. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection in your pardon. In other words, your pardon will be my means of protection from what? From your punishment. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection in you from you. To show, this is the only zat that you can do this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm seeking protection in you from you. What a beautiful dua. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا أُحْثِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. O Allah, we are unable to praise you as you ought to be praised. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have praised yourself. O Allah, we are unable to praise you as you deserve to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only He knows what praises are due and fit and befitting His Zat and His Majesty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking a lesson from here. Is that all the time, despite where we feel we are, despite our condition in our halat, all the time we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could turn so much in repentance, so much in asking, how much more we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more we need to turn in repentance. And really this is the thing that will give us solace, this is the thing that will give us joy, this is the thing that will give us relaxation. Now when we turn to the media all the time, and the news, and the WhatsApp, and the talk, everything is depressing. Everything a person is listening to is depressing. But when he connects himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that joy, that happiness, that that satisfaction that he feels in his heart is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing now that will motivate him and make him feel good and make a person want to move more and progress more. Otherwise, Allah Pak has made us such that we are insan. If we continuously listen to depressing news, sad news, news that incites fear. And generally, this is one of the stratagems of Shaitan. Shaitan is operating from the time of Adam alayhi salam. So he knows all the stratagems and all the ways to get a person into a depression. So therefore, the Quran explains to us that what method he uses. Ya'iduhum wa yumannihim. One method he uses, he incites fear. And he uses the media to constantly incite fear. Fear that this is going to happen, and that is going to happen, and this will happen. So one of his methods is to incite fear. And the other is, wa yumannihim. He gives a person distant hopes that you need to save so much, and you need to invest so much, and you need, because you're going to live for so long, and things are looking so rosy. So when a person has such distant futures, then he doesn't worry about akhirat, he doesn't worry about qabr. Why? He thinks still long way to go. So Allah Pak mentions that this is the two methods that Shaitan uses. Ya'iduhum wa yumannihim. Wa ma ya'iduhum ash-shaytanu illa ghurura. And this fear that Shaitan instills in a person's heart. What will happen to your children? What will happen to your family? What will happen to this person? What will happen to that person? So he engages a person so much into fear. Allah Pak saying that this fear that Shaitan is creating in you is nothing but deception. He's just deceiving you. He wants to pull you off the course. He doesn't want you to be on the course. So he's using these two methods. One is he'll deceive you with fear. And the other is he'll give you long hopes. So you feel it's a long way to go, and we all feel it's a long way to go. So let us entertain ourselves in all types of entertainment, all types of holidays, in all types of things that will impress us and make us feel happy. But we still got a very, very long way to go. So these are the two ways that Shaitan deceives a person. A person who's intelligent will keep himself away at all times. This is the deception, and these are the ways of Shaitan. Rather, I correct my ta'alluq and my relationship with Allah, because this is the thing that will help me. Whether my time is to go today or my time is to go in 100 years, it doesn't matter. If my relationship with Allah Pak is correct, that is the thing that will help me in the qabr, and that is the thing that will help me in akhirat. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.